Welcome back. It's Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990 AM 107.9 FM, streaming all the time at Mighty990.com. We've got some fair weather, literally and figuratively. 901-260-5926. Caller number four, picking up those fair tickets. Let's go to line number, four. Brian in Hernando, Mississippi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Congratulations. You are caller number four. You get four Mid-South Fair tickets.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I tell you, we love it down there at the Lander Center. They do a fantastic job. I know you're just a stone's throw down I-55 from the Lander Center and Church Road. What's going on this Friday for you, Brian?
Just the long drive to Witten Road.
Oh, what have you got going on today?
That's just where our shop's located, so I'm headed into work.
Okay, I'll give you a free plug. How about that? You win tickets and a free plug.
Fantastic. I work for McRae Drilling. We're an environmental specialist, so if you're in need of any exploratory boring, give us a shout.
Okay, so you're saying your job is pretty boring? Get it?
It really is.
That's fantastic. Well, hey, congratulations. Good morning to all the crew out there. I know you guys work really hard. What's your favorite fair food?
I'm basic, just a Pronto Pup.
Yeah, I'm kind of, are you a mustard or no mustard guy?
Like half and half.
Half and half, yeah, I can see, yeah, because, I mean, a little bit of mustard definitely goes a long way. Brian, congratulations. Hopefully that makes the ride just a little bit better heading over to Witten Road to work, and thank you for calling and being a loyal listener, and we'll get your information in just a few moments, and we'll set you up for the Mid-South Fair running through this weekend at the Lander Center. Let's talk football, though, baby. It's a football night in the Mid-South, and joining us is the color analyst for Briarcrest High School football. They've got a big game tonight, a lot of Mid-South action going on. Parker May joins us now on Wake Up Memphis. Parker, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, a big game tonight against the MUS Owls. The Saints are on the road, and this is a big game for them. This has been quite the interesting season because it has been topsy-turvy when it comes to the one-loss record, and getting ready for the playoff stretch, this is going to be a big test.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge test here for the Saints in the region, especially on the road at the U.S., which is never an easy place to play. So looking forward to it. They're up to the test, I think. And Blake Clarkson will get his second start of the season tonight with Cade Carlson still out with the back injury.
And, of course, coming off of a big homecoming win last week against Wooddale, Coach got an opportunity to give some of his second and third string players a little bit of playing time. Can you talk about in general how important depth is going into the final weeks and into the playoffs?
Yeah, depth is crucial for this team. We're kind of seeing it right now with Blake Clarkson at quarterback, and we saw it earlier in the season with Cade Carlson, who at the time was the number two quarterback. But it's really, especially at the wide receiver and the skill position guys on defensive backs, and you got to have it deep into the playoffs and never know what injuries will come up. And it's great for the future as well.
It's good to have a culture like that where it's the next man up and he's ready to accept the challenge. Looking at the standings, is Briarcrest in a pretty decent position at this point to get into the playoffs?
I think so. I think there's still a chance. You got MUS this week, which I think is a winnable game, and then you take on SVA here in the next region game in a few weeks. So I think you still have a pretty good shot of making the playoffs, and you never know what can happen when you get to the playoffs.
I want to brag on Parker for real quick because, you know, we both do football. I don't know if you know, for the listeners listening, you know, Parker's still in high school. This guy's, what are you, 18?
Yeah, I'm 18, a senior at Briarcrest.
Okay, yeah, and he does a great job with Josh, and I just wanted to say, you know, Parker, I'm really impressed with you, and I'm just curious, you know, with your age, because I know at my age, if I was 18 and I was doing play-by-play, I'd be extremely nervous. Well, how much prep does it take for you? Because I know you're still in high school, and you're still, you know, you have a lot of responsibilities with that. How do you weigh, you know, doing, you know, high school life and then also preparing for these games? Because you come ready to go. You come with a lot of things prepared.
Yeah, that's a great point. I try to get my schoolwork done as quick as I can, and I start preparing on Tuesday or Wednesday for the week's game and do the coach's show on Thursday morning, and then Wednesday and Thursday nights are mostly getting game prep ready.
And you know the biggest, by the way, Josh, you know what the biggest challenge and the biggest hazard for Parker is, don't you? Is he's got to go 3 hours and not mispronounce a classmate's name, or he's going to hear about it on Monday.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's a great point.
I mean, even if it's unintentional, you'll never hear the end of it. Next thing you know, in your yearbook, you know, somebody's going to be writing a snarky comment about that, and then you got to live that down for the rest of your life. But tonight, 6:30 is the pregame with Josh Rivera, and then you got Josh Davis and Parker May, who will bring you all the action. They paint the pictures and bring it to life on the radio right here on the Mighty 990. Who are they playing tonight?
The MUS Owls.
Who?
It'll be a great one.
The Owls. That's right, baby. That's right. All right, Parker. Have a great day in class, and we'll catch you on the radio tonight with kickoff at 7 o'clock. Go get them, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right, thank you. All right. You know, he's 18, so I'm assuming he's probably not a big coffee drinker yet.
No. I'm 24. I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't drink coffee like that.
Do you feel old next to Parker May?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I do, because in my mind, I feel like I just got out of high school. I know I'm 24, but, you know, I look back and I'm like, I graduated almost 6-7 years ago, and that freaks me out. I look at Parker and he's killing it, and I'm not trying to just say that because he works for us, but he's actually really good, and you wouldn't think he's in high school when you listen to him. So
wait till they start calling you sir.
Oh my goodness. I've already gotten a couple of those.
Oh really?
I'm serious. I've already somebody's already mistaken me and my girlfriend as husband and wife.
Well, How do you, you know what? That's a whole other conversation. How do you even play that off in front of her?
I don't know.
That's another conversation for another time. Hey, Chet Hopper joins us next hour on Wake Up Memphis. We've got Tigers football tickets. We got 6 months supply of Wolf River popcorn. We got Malco movie tickets. It's so much more to get to. Hour number two on the way. Got an update on Hurricane Ian. Yes, you heard me right. It's a hurricane again. Top of the hour to you. It's 6:59.